Welcome everyone to Bethlehem and the story of when Christ was born. Mary and Joseph will be making their entrance now.
In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee in Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He was registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
Mary and Joseph, such a pitiful sight, so tired and dirty, they gave me a fright. My rooms are all taken, not one empty bed. There will not be a room all in Bethlehem, I said. But their eyes told the story of hunger and need. I cannot avoid them, so I tried to keep a good deed. I cleaned up the stable. Rachel cooked up a meal. We helped all we could. At last, that's how I feel. For we noticed that Mary was expecting, and soon. So we prepared for delivery right under the moon. The child came so quickly, his face seemed as light, as if God has shone God's presence so bright. Mary and Joseph said softly, "It's Jesus, my friend. God sent him among us to bring to an end fear and hatred, darkness and sin. Instead, God gave light to let God's love in."
The manger scene is next. And we welcome all those in our audience who are feeling an animal calling. As the animals are getting herded into place, please join us in singing.
Never too formal. But on Christmas night, they were strangely in awe at the sight of the babe and all that they saw. It's as if they were aware that God had just hushed them, had fed and watered and carefully brushed them. They knew, I believe, that God had been able to work a miracle there in that stable.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
other angels come forward, please join us in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Angels came to the shepherd boy where they were scared. Angels, cried one, will any lives be spared? Are they here to destroy us? Is our time on earth up? Have we seen our last day? Have we drank our last cup? But peace on earth, goodwill to all, was the angels' sweet song. That was their call. With a light show that dazzled all who did see, the angels hallelujahed and sang out with glee. To Bethlehem, shepherds, with we angels directed, to Jesus Christ, whom God has perfected. Go worship the Lord and follow his ways, and you'll find Christmas joy in all of your days.
In that region, there were shepherds living in fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy. For all the people, to you born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was an angel with a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
After the angels had told their message to the shepherds, went to spread the word. As the shepherds and their sheep spread the word, join us in saying, "Go tell it on the mountain."
I tell you, we're scared and we're stunned. Too much hard work or too much hot sun. That's what we thought, that's how we explained. Perplexed and afraid, we loudly complained. But the angel's song calmed us, and then we believed. We rejoiced when we knew, and we were quite relieved. We went to the stable and worshipped the Lord. Then we left and began to spread the good word.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. As the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
As the shepherds go to spread the word, wise people from distant nations came to pay their tributes to the infant king. As the wise ones are reading the maps and finding their way to the manger, let's welcome them by singing We Three Kings.
Shone brightly, led wise ones at night to Bethlehem's stable, to the manger's strange light. They came bearing gifts in worship and love, praising God for God's wonders from heaven above. The wise ones were royal, but knelt on the straw. It was the oddest of things I ever saw. If royals from faraway lands can bring treasures, then maybe you can too, can worship with pleasure. The person of Jesus who came to us all, the one who redeems us and brings us to us God's call. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to my presence for healing from strife. Come to my presence, all you who labor, and I'll give you rest forever to savor.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who had been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. They're opening their treasure chest, and they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
It was the very first Christmas, and there in the manger, the Christ child was born. It could not have been stranger. Shepherds saw wise men, a star. They came to see Jesus. They came from afar. They knew he was special, God's very own son. He came to the earth to love everyone. He grew up in time, the Savior, the Lord, to be worshipped each day, to be loved and adored. So now at Christmas, we all take delight in the gift that God gave us that first Christmas night. In the gifts we receive and the ones that we give, let us never forget it's in Christ that we live.
We light this candle to remind us of the great light that comes at last with birth of Jesus, the Word of God made human for us. And as we welcome him in the poor stable of Bethlehem, we offer ourselves to bring his transforming love to birth in all dark places and to serve him in all our brothers and sisters.
God of all creation, your love was so great for us that you gave us your Son to shine out in our darkness. Help us to make that love known to all the world through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Now, baby Jesus, are you going to say, peace be with you?